One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. Walking a short mile in my one-handed shoes. Yeah. Here we go. Podcastians with One Hand Speaks podcast episode 100. A mile in my shoes. Basically, this podcast is simply a contemplation about that phrase, walking a mile in another person's shoes, until you've walked a mile in my shoes. Sometimes I like to say, until you've worn the glove I wear, all of that stuff. But basically, this is about spending a little bit of time in my one-handed life. So basically, you're walking a short mile in my one-handed shoes. And the reason why I am bringing this up for your potential contemplation is because it is something that I have been contemplating maybe for the past week or so, something in that time frame, somewhere around there. And initially, it was inspired, this podcast was inspired by, people's empathy when they hurt their arm or their hand, when they severely hurt part of their body, hand, wrists, elbows, typically the upper appendages, shoulder, something along those lines. And about, I don't know, about 10 days ago, one of my coworkers, who I work with occasionally on some design projects, broke their arm. And she was in my area. We were doing some design work, and she got really quiet for a moment, and she just simply asked me, how do you do your hair every day? And I know that tone, that tonal quality of empathy and contemplation with a little bit of realization wrapped up in that human life experience of a taco, just maybe it's a burrito. I'm not quite sure, but it's all wrapped up together. And I thought, oh, okay, well, yeah, it's easier for me because I've always had one hand. But I could tell she just had a different kind of contemplation. And then 2 days ago, my mother recently underwent, this was 2 days ago, so super recently, underwent rotator cuff surgery. She's got a couple torn ligaments in there, and she's having trouble lifting her arm, and there's a lot of pain, and we want to take care of her. So she just had surgery. And as we were getting ready, prepping, maybe even a week ago when I was driving her to one of her appointments, she was talking about how she's not going to be able to use her right arm and all this. And I kind of jokingly said, well, you know, I don't have a problem. It's not that bad. And she didn't take it too funny, but it had some realization in it. Sometimes she feels bad because of the way that I was born. I get it. But this had more to do with just, you know, I got a one-handed life, and sometimes people have that experience. So talking to my friend at work, we were just talking about a lot of one-handed stuff, about getting dressed and prepping her hair and how I do things, and then she made reference to how she never considered that, or considered the life that I have. And then my mom made reference to that, and many, many years ago, a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, Jeremy, was watching me clip my fingernails, and he thought it was really impressive the way that I was doing it without two hands, and he said, you know, I never considered that. I never considered how you would do that. And I love that phrasing, considered. I never took that into consideration, how you would clip your own fingernails. It's just interesting phrasing. And then same thing when I was in Malaysia, when I was hanging out with my good friend Raj's family. He lost his arm in a car accident. He's one-handed. And his family has interesting phrasing. His sister, Navina, she was impressed at how well I managed. She's like, oh, you managed very well. And I thought, oh, that's interesting phrasing, too. Interesting phrasing, too. And so all of this has just been popping up in my contemplation. And I thought, oh, that's really interesting. And I talk about these experiences, these patterns that I notice in people, about how I had one podcast about how people refer to me as having one arm, but I might not have two hands. I am fully armed. I have two arms and two elbows. There's a lot going on. But this is another one where people just speak to me differently and ask me different questions when they severely hurt their hand or arm. So, and then I have another friend, a Russian friend who I typically see once a year while I'm on a two-month Buddhist internship, the Dzogchen Summer Retreat outside of Oregon, outside of Portland, I'm sorry, Eugene, Oregon. Sergey, he's in the Russian Sangha. He I'm pretty sure he broke his elbow one year and then he was on internship and he's like, oh, Alejandro, I can't believe how well you do and everything that you have to deal with. And, you know, here I am, I just have the use of one arm and one hand for, limited amount of time. And it's just amazing all the things you can do. He's like, I have a whole new view of you and a whole new bit of respect and all of that. And, you know, I think that's great. I appreciate that. I'm grateful for that. And I'm touched by people's empathy and consideration. You know, that it's that quality. They get a little glimpse into the life that I have. And at the same time, it's not totally fair because if you spend your whole life with two hands and then for 6 weeks you don't have use of your arm or your hand, it's not quite the same. I mean, you have some perspective, some empathy, some walking a mile in my shoes quality experience, but you're not used to doing things with one hand, so it's harder for those people to think like that. It's just who I am, how it is, how it's going to be. And that's just how I operate. And I also have the use of an extra arm with an elbow and a little bit of arm past my elbow. And people don't take really any of that into consideration, but it's real beneficial. It's real beneficial. But I just work with people and I communicate with them and I talk to them and we share experiences and it's nice. It's pleasant. It's an interesting contemplation. Right? It's interesting for other people to contemplate my one-handed life because they have short-term one-handedness or one-armedness. And it's a contemplation for me when I think about all these patterns in my life when people approach me or how people talk to me or, you know, sometimes people with broken elbows come up to me and they want to know how I do things, right? How I get my pants on or, you know, how I comb my hair and put on a belt, things of that nature. Usually I just tell them to find a partner, you know, get someone to help you. Give someone to lend you a hand is one of my running jokes, but we find ways. I share with as many people as much as I can about my one-handed experience because I think it's beneficial for them. And it's very humbling. It's very humbling for them, especially when I hurt my hand. You know, I've hurt my hand. I have a link down here about my worst nightmare. I injured my hand last year. I podcasted about that. It was basically devastating. It's bad enough to just cut my thumb, but to actually severely injure my wrist where I have to wear a brace is very cumbersome, very challenging. And the same thing applies to people that spend their whole life with two hands and then for a short amount of time just have one hand. And it's an interesting perspective, I think, when you walk in someone else's shoes, when you experience the life that they have. You know, we're all human, and we all experience similar things. There isn't anyone that experiences any form of suffering that is completely isolated to them. And I know when we are severely suffering, deeply suffering, our suffering feels real and separate, and nobody experiences what we are going through. However, we're all human, and we all have similar qualities of experiences. And it's just that when we start to share each other's experiences a little more deeply, when it hits home a little more, that's when that quality comes out. That quality of empathy, that quality of humbleness, that that quality that just allows us to perceive each other in a more fairness of equanimity. And I find that to be very human. I find that to be such a beautiful quality and a beautiful trait. And my aspiration is that all humans spend more time in that arena when we approach other people. We don't know the suffering they're going through, but you know, I can assume that, you know, you want to be happy just like me, and I'm sure we've all had, you know, we all have a similar quality of suffering, meaning we all deal with it. And we try to be free from it, but it's an old warrior's phrase that when you meet someone, you have no idea the battles that they are dealing with in life. And regardless of what people look like on the outside, you never know what they're going through. So it's important to extend your heart and extend your kindness. And then sometimes when we walk a mile in someone else's shoe, we're humbled by that. And it's easier for us to look at each other with more equanimity as humans. And this podcast is simply a contemplation about walking a mile in anyone else's shoes. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.